Welcome back, WNST and Baltimore Positive. We are doing our very, very first Zoom with cameras and microphones and the 21228 all the way to Jacksonville. Don, tell everybody what we have today because it's another family edition of the Molars in Baltimore Positive.
It is a family edition. I'm pleased to welcome my sister all the way from Jacksonville, Florida, who is a psychotherapist, a clinical social worker, Patty Moller, doing a lot of work during this pandemic. And Patty, there are so many letters behind your name. I wouldn't begin to describe to folks.
Is she the smartest one in the family? Is that?
Well, I don't know. Her brothers may disagree with that, but I'll put it
I will too, actually. I can't claim the social worker, but I definitely am a licensed mental health therapist and a psychotherapist. So,
is this an intervention? Did you bring this together to intervene or something, Don?
Sure.
Her brothers, she has three older brothers, so she's well schooled in the need for social therapy.
Patty, hey, Nestor, if I could just do the entire family, if that was actually ethical, I'd never have to see an outside client.
This is your life.
Just saying.
So, Patty, tell us a little bit about, I'm going to get into a lot today. We want to talk about your book. We want to talk about trying to survive a pandemic and mental health during a pandemic. But tell folks a little bit about your practice in Jacksonville and what you're doing down there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. As a psychotherapist, definitely trained in treating trauma. It's something that I think the PTSD in this country and the world is going to be something that we've never seen before. So having the background in that is amazing. The phone doesn't stop ringing. People are hurting. So we've got a lot of things going on. It's going to be a great conversation, I think, to talk about the PTSD, what's going on in the world today, how we can help people out on a daily basis. So let's have that conversation. It's a great one to have.
Well, I think the one thing we found in through all this is how codependent we are. We all depend on each other. This isolation is not normal. It's not human. And I think part of this is it's me and my wife in it together here with the cat. I dropped off a microphone over at Don's house. It's him and his wife and the grandkids are waving and all of this that happens, but all of us are relying on other people and saying who are our strengths when we're having a down day. And certainly we're 40 some odd days into something that feels to be, that's going to be the next 18 months, give or take, with masks. Sure. Going out and no more Pearl Jam concerts. And Don's going to hate it when I say there's not going to be an Orioles season this year, but I don't believe that. I'm not preparing for that. I'm preparing for the other part of this. And then there's what about his children and grandchildren? And what about who takes care of whom here? Because we're all sort of having some PTSD and we're all looking for somebody to help us, I think, through this, because none of us are used to this.
No, absolutely. And interestingly enough, you hit on about four or five of my topics. We just did a major study on truly the facts of trauma. And it's not a particular list in order, but one of the ones you talked about is the isolation. The people who are single are going to fare the worst through this. You just mentioned that Dawn has a family to talk to. You have a wife to talk to. People with animals, single people with animals, will do far better. People who are single, though, are really going to be the ones that are struggling. I spoke to a friend out of Colorado who truly is somebody who likes to be alone. That's not a problem for that person. And so when I called to see how they were doing, what he said to me is, I've never felt more isolated in my life. And he said, isn't that interesting? He said, I have reached out by phone to some family members and friends and yet to have had a phone call or a text back. That is absolutely the feeling of dismissal. So what I'm trying to really help, I talked to somebody this morning here in Jacksonville. They said the same thing. What I'm really trying to help people understand is if you know somebody single, pick up the phone. If a single person phoned you, that is their SOS that they need a human contact. Don't send them a text, great to hear from you. That's not what they're wanting. They need to hear a face or see a face. They need to have expression in somebody's voice. The person this morning told me that her best friend is a nurse and she's sending texts. And I said, please pick up the phone. She wants to hear intonation. The nurses, if you read any article about the nurses anywhere in the world, what they're saying is we want one-on-one contact, pardon me, with our patients. We're doing non-verbals, but what people are aching for is touch, is communication. The number one way to get through some of this stress is by touch and cuddling. Whether that's you can stroke a dog, touch your wife, have a cat. Human beings to survive need touch.
Patty, I got to stop you there just for a second. Right? I can see Nestor.
Yeah, Nestor went. Hmm?
I mean, you know, if you've seen photos of Nestor and Jen, you see yes. them cuddling with their cat. When Patty talks about cuddling Nestor, you have to be thinking about Nayla and what she's doing during
yeah.
this pandemic.
Well, I just said hello to my cat because she lounges in the middle of the afternoon. But it's fascinating that through all of this, the single person part of the need, and you know, I was single till I was 34. I know lots of single people. Many of them do have a cat or a dog, and you know, I have tens of thousands of people in my Facebook space and all these other places, but I had not thought about the person that is truly a single individual. And especially when I was single, I met a lot of women who were single that didn't want to be single, but found themselves single. This was not something that you planned for. This just happened on a weekend last month.
Well, and that's why we're
no one had a game plan for this, right? Like clearly the president didn't either, but that's for later in the day. But not having a plan for this is something all of us could be guilty of, literally, right? Not having a plan.
I think we don't have a playbook, you know, and if you listen to Bessel van der Klerk, who is the greatest trauma psychotherapist around, you know, that's what one of the things, messages we're talking about. It's this ache for humans to be together. But there's so many things that we can talk about and help people through, and I hope we can touch on that. One is predictability. Human beings right now are lacking predictability. And what I mean by that is people need to have a schedule. And I'm not talking about being so rigid with it, but it was like you said, PTSD is being created because one day we had normalcy and solid ground under us, and somebody turned a light switch and it was gone. And that's PTSD.
Well, the sense of purpose as well, right? Literally waking up.
Identity. That's another one. But you know, if we create schedules, getting up at the same time, having just the three of us, hey, at 11:15, we're going to do this Zoom thing. That's predictability. Yesterday, I knew at 11:15, we're doing that. That gives me a sense of calmness that I have something to do. Not only do people need to have a schedule, probably write it down. We have to schedule fun. Do I schedule a Zoom meeting with my family? You know, Easter was all over it. All the family Zooms all over there. We have to plan Saturday morning. I'm going to have a yoga practice. I'm meeting with the girlfriends at noon via Zoom or in a parking lot with our tailgates. That creates that sense of purpose. That creates that sense of connection that everybody in this world is really yearning for.
Patty, I think I've heard you talk about, and it's, as you talk, I really am connecting so many of your thoughts to the kinds of things that Nestor has talked about and reflected on during this pandemic. You talk about planning and looking towards things that will be fun again in the future. I've heard you talk in other settings about yoga as well and the role that things like yoga can play. And the reason I ask that, Nestor is a big yoga fan. So I was wondering if you talk a little bit about the importance of things like yoga during this time.
Yeah, yoga actually, for any trauma person, again, welcome to the world, things like yoga, tai chi, anything that gets us more aware of our body is the number one defense on treating trauma clients. So if somebody comes to me with trauma, that's the number one place I send them is to yoga, because a trauma victim loses the agency, personal agency. And yoga gives us that sense of our body and being back in touch with it. And so many trauma victims have no sense of agency anymore. So even learning how to meditate and learning how to keep the mind still, and all the what we call in yoga that the monkey brain loves to go a little bit wackadoodle. And so meditation, yoga, anybody. This is the time to learn it. This is the time, if you've ever done Tai Chi or had any yoga experience, go back to it. That is going to be the one thing that we know is going to really help this country move forward.
Well, we moved our space around in the office to create a yoga space, literally off to the left. You know, I miss going to classes. I sort of miss the heat. I think the heat's going to come and I can make that happen again. But so much about this is time and what we do with this time in our life. And I think all of us have now recognized, maybe like we did after the death of a parent or the birth of a child, or, you know, any of these things that happen that sort of move everything about your life, the last 4 or 5 weeks, the world's going to come back differently. And I think all of us trying to prepare for that project we wanted to do. I saw Don out mulching the other day for some time as well.
And he lived to tell about it.
Yeah, but, you know, taking on a project, and, you know, my wife's had cancer twice. So when she got sick, one of the things I really took on as she was battling was, I need to do something to occupy my time that is not, you know, caught up in grief, you know, and I just took some projects on during that period of time. So those projects were done to me, but I've said, you know, you want to learn a language, this is a time. You want to clean the closet, it's a good time to do that. You want to create a new space or move things around or paint a room or whatever. But I think finding a sense of purpose through all of this, especially for folks who don't have their gig. You know, I'm still here doing this, even though, you know, sponsors are here, some aren't, some are. You know, the $1,200 shows up or whatever, and you have your small business issues. My wife has her gig, but a lot of people have found themselves with 24 full hours in a day that they don't know what to do with. And yeah. I guess for those people at this point, reaching out a month into this, a month feels different than the first couple of days that felt like a snowcation up here. I know you're not used to that in Jacksonville, but it did feel like,
we have green snow.
Yeah, the kids are home for a week. It's a party. We'll, you know, and then all of a sudden, you're wearing a mask at the supermarket and the job's not coming back anytime soon. And the 15-day plan became the 30-day plan. I think this is the time it's starting to get real messy for people. This month and certainly next month.
One of the things that I love to really help inform, because I think knowledge is power, right? Our stress hormones are ramped up, which means fight, flight, or freeze are going on. Except the problem being with this world is flight has been taken away from us. We no longer have that sense that we can get in the car and go somewhere. We can't get on an airplane and go visit somebody or have somebody come see us. So that normal sense of our flight is taken away from us. What is being amped up is fight. Because what flight has been taken away, fight is being amped up. So we're snapping at our dogs. We're snapping at our children. Children are snapping at one another. We're snapping at people on the internet. We're yelling at people through Facebook. So part of
it
is to
be aware.
And we
haven't had a hug in a month and a half. We had that.
Right?
Right.
So we've really got to tune into that sense that, but what you touched on is what I want people to really hear is flight is to be described now as movement. And in any type of movement. And I'm talking about, are you going to learn to cook? Are you going to take that French class? Are you going to go mulch? Are you going to go out and walk the dog? Are you going to make a baby? Are you going to do yoga? Flight right now, our bodies want flight and we need to create it. And by creating it, we need to do anything that's making us move. Like you said, closets to be cleaned. But it's also, I want to go back to, you know, Di, you said something earlier about, you know, we're scheduling for when this is done, the fun things. I'm saying don't wait. I'm saying figure out something at the end of the day that you're looking forward to, whether that's a great meal or meeting your neighbors. What are you going to do this Saturday? If we wait until this thing is over, that is way too long. We can't deal with that as human beings.
Patty,
we need to create urgency now to have fun.
It's fascinating you bring it up, because I said to my wife literally an hour before we did this, I'm like, you know, it's getting to be about the point where, like, I want to fly off somewhere because that's what I do.
Exactly.
And or go to a beach or just, like, unplug this damn thing and all of this and just go off for a
kind.
I need some me time, even though all we've had is me time, which is really weird. And I'm thinking to myself, what is the next thing that's going to give me the feeling that it gives Don when Chris Davis hits a home run, or, and or the feeling it gives you being at the beach, or whatever that thing, that place you go and sit, or that thing that you do, wherever that is, that it's not there now. And what's going to replace that? What's going to be fun for me today? I guess for my wife and I, it's been cooking that chicken cacciatore over the weekend, or sure, figuring out how to use Zoom and make the cameras work and learn some new things. But there is a point where figuring out Zoom was fun, but, you know, not nearly as much fun as I assure you that going to the Preakness would have been, or seeing Pearl Jam, or seeing lacrosse matches, or whatever the thing you would do. All of that being gone now, I think we're all having to redefine what can be fun for us in some sort of Little House on the Prairie kind of way.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
But it's also interesting that you talked about things that somebody with money and projects can do, and we can't forget that there are people in homes that have 5, 6, and 7 people in one room apartments right now. And so we need to help them as well create spaces of privacy. And so even for families like that, I'm telling them that if they have the big blue comfy chair, whoever's in the big blue comfy chair, that means I'm in timeout. Don't bother me. Leave me alone. So we've got to help people not even just think about what am I missing. We have families that, you know, the instructions right now are wash your hands for 20 seconds. People, we have people in this world that don't have running water. They can't wash their hands for 2 minutes. So we also have to get really real about all of the world and how we're trying to help one another, because these are the people that are really, really hurting.
Well, let me reset for folks. Nestor, we are with Patty Moeller, full disclosure, my sister, who is a licensed mental health counselor, psychotherapist in Jacksonville, Florida, also renowned author, her book, Renew and Restore. We will talk about that a little later in the session. Terrific book available on Amazon. So if you want to check out a book you've got time to read right now, Patty's book, Renew and Restore, she's holding it up. Just a wonderful book.
Shameless plug.
Shameless self-promotion. Want to thank our sponsors, as always, our friends at Fadley's. Nestor, I have a big announcement from Fadley's. Found out this morning that they have been approved for curbside delivery now. So
awesome. That means mac and cheese is coming right here.
There you go. Baby. Nestor's going up the street. So go to Fadley's if you're in Baltimore in the region. Pick up your crab cakes curbside. We thank our friends at State Fair, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They'll deliver. They'll bring it curbside. And our latest sponsor and our good friends at Moeller and Gary Realtors. Give Jeff a call. They're continuing to list and sell real estate during these tough times. Jeff's at 410-746-1547. Patty, you talked about this whole key to this whole thing is relationships and connecting. Yeah. And that's what's resonating. I only half jokingly said to Linda the other day, and half jokingly, that I said to her, "Hun, you know, it's a darn good thing that we actually like one another, because I can't imagine being sequestered like this with someone I didn't like." Well, what I want you to talk about is there are millions of people sequestered right now who are struggling, who don't like one another. What advice do you give for them, Patty? I worry about them.
Yeah, I saw domestic violence is like off the chart right now.
Yeah, right now domestic violence is up between 25% and 30% around the world. I just was connected with our local chapter here in Jacksonville, where I used to work, Hubbard House. They are up 36%. So yes, it's on the rise. This, like you said, just being really close. One of the things is to create that sense of privacy. Reach out to people. If you know that they were in a situation, give them a call. You know, one of the things that we're finding is text messaging. For anybody who's listening, if you phoned me right now, fruit is my secret word. So if you wrote me and said, "Wow, I had some great fruit today," I know you're in trouble, and I will reach out and get you the help you need. Hubbard House went to using text messages just this week as well. So it's easy to start getting onto some of these places and letting people know that you are in trouble and we can send help.
I want to interrupt you for a second. What you said, I will get you the help you need. For folks out there, what form or shape does that help take during a pandemic?
Right. So right now, any of the local shelters are really amped up to help people. If somebody reached out to me, I could, you know, cross-reference that telephone number, do some well checks. If we're talking about fruit, I could keep that conversation going, be able to ask some questions if that person needs immediate attention, do some safety planning with that person. It's real important at this time to do some safety planning with people so that if they are in a really violent situation, we can get them out, get them the help they need. It's amazing how many people will go actually to somebody's home in an Uber car, pick them up, take them away. We have to remember that leaving an abusive relationship is the most deadly when somebody is trying to leave. So we'd be extremely strategic about helping somebody leave a very violent situation. But going back to, you know, that's a certain part of it, obviously. But like you said, DI, that there's a lot of people living in that aren't in happy relationships. And it's a true struggle. It's being able to reach out to people who understand where you are. It's finding the privacy. I just negotiated a family of five and they're in a one bedroom house, right? And they called and we're just, and we had them do drawing straws for an hour in the bedroom for every person. And when that person goes in the bedroom, that means nobody gets to enter. You can be on your phone, you can take a bubble bath, you can just lay out, you can take a nap. But the kids needed a place. Mom and dad needed a place. So we negotiated and they had a lot of fun. They drew straws and they're drawing straws for which hours in the day somebody gets that bedroom for an hour. So we're trying to find out how to help people manage these really tiny scenarios for them.
Well, everybody's going to remember this, right? I mean, whatever happens, trauma or awesomeness with families and their kids, this is going to be a memorable time for everyone in their life.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Patty, before we let you out here and appreciate you taking time out from your practice down there in Jacksonville to sit and really help educate us and our listeners about trauma during these difficult times, Renew and Restore, your most recent book. It's available on Amazon. It was number one in its category for a period of time. Tell folks a little bit about Renew and Restore and what you hope they get from the book if they jump on Amazon and buy it.
Yeah, thank you. Renew and Restore was written because I've talked to so many people and clients and how to have strategies as we move through. The number one problem with any family or any relationship is communication. So I really dive into how do you do active listening? And we have strategies on how to do that so that people know that they're really being seen, heard, and validated. And in today's world, that's what we all want. That's why I'm encouraging people to have a conversation. We want to be seen, heard, and validated. My friend in Colorado that hasn't had a phone call back, a phone call, feels very dismissed. Talked about not being seen, not being validated. One of the things I talk about is how to use I statements, not I's, but starting sentences with the word I. The word you look great today, sounds like it's a nice sentence, but the word you actually makes people feel very defensive. And the first response we have to that is, well, did I not look good yesterday? But starting the sentence more like, I love the outfit, I love how bright the face looks today, makes that person kind of settle back down and take it and go, thanks, I love it, I just bought this yesterday, blah, blah, blah. Starting the word you makes us put up our defenses and want to defend any statement that's coming to us. I talk about traditions and how important traditions are in families, and especially, you know, DIR family is absolutely, Nestor, you know this, our family's huge in traditions, yeah? And so we absolutely love that, yeah. And number one, one of the things...
He's been here on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. One of the things that I really talk about is gratitude. And right now on my Facebook, Patty Muller Counseling Facebook page, I'm doing a 30-day gratitude, which we're almost at the end of. And since we're not at the end of this pandemic, I'm going to keep it going. But it's to figure out what we're grateful for in this moment. That's what brings us back to now. Remember that anxiety is looking through the windshield, not knowing what's going on. Depression is from looking in the rear view mirror, than thinking about the past. So to keep us in the moment, we use gratitude. One of the things I suggest for a family is to take a bowl. Every single day, write two or three gratitudes, stick them in that bowl. And then maybe one night, maybe it's Sunday night dinner, somebody takes the bowl and reads the gratitudes for the week. Families are loving that because it's just an easy thing to do, but staying in gratitude helps us keep us in the moment and remind us that as we look around, we have an awful lot to be grateful for.
We appreciate you coming on. Yeah, I wish we had more time. We're going to bring you back on here sometime soon. And from Jacksonville, all the Mullers are coming in here and teaching me stuff. Now I know how Don showed up so smart. See, it's right? You guys around you, right?
Yeah, he just bookends us. And
hold your book up against. Everybody sees that ad on the line here. Patty Muller can be found. She's on LinkedIn. I found her there. She's on Facebook. And Don can get you in touch with her as well. Big thanks to State Fair. Big thanks to Fadley's. Big thanks to Muller and Gary and all of our WNST and Baltimore sponsors. We are WNST.net, AM 1570. Find us out in the buyatoyota.com audio vault and at BaltimorePositive.com.